Blog Talk Radio.
To another edition of Questions and Answers. This is your man T. Wash. On today, June 8th, 1977, Nolan Ryan notches his fourth career 19 strikeout game. The crazy thing is, I was born in this world 13 days after he achieved this feat. That's kind of dating myself, but hey, it's part of sports history. Nolan Ryan had 19 strikeouts in the game on this day, today, June 8th, 1977. So just wanted to open up with a little historical fact. I like doing stuff like this, you know, like going back in the history of the day that it currently is, going back in the history and seeing what happened that was significant in sports. Okay, well, I want to start off by saying that I'm going to talk about the NBA Finals Game 4. I'm going to recap that. And I guess what I want to know from you guys, is the series over or do the Warriors still have a chance? Man, it's not looking too great for the Warriors. I also want to preview the 2019 NBA Draft. We all know that Zion Williams is going to be the first pick. The New Orleans Pelicans are going to take him. I mean, that's easy money. But what I want to know is who will play the most significant role on their team after Zion? Like, who's going to be that next star for their team after Zion? Because I do believe Zion is going to be a star. Guys, if you want to call in, the number is 1-347-843-4939 if you want to talk about any of these topics that I'm throwing out. But also, as usual, if you have topics you want to throw out, maybe you have questions about other sports or other forms of entertainment, and, you know, you could talk about that, and we could have that as a conversation point too. So don't just base it on topics I throw out. You know, if you got something that you want to let your voice be heard about, then call in and talk about it. I also want to preview the Warriors game 5 that's going to be on Monday, and that's going to be a closeout situation. The Raptors could close them. You know, can the Warriors force a game 6 back in Oakland? Or basically, would the Raptors close them out on their home floor? I'll also do an MLB rundown to give you the scores of all the games that's currently happening today. And, you know, as I said before, if you have things you want to discuss, you're welcome to call in. And like I said, that number again is 1-347-843-4939. 1-347-843-4939. Well, I mean, I have to start the game, start my conversation with this, man. I mean, I just have to. Matter of fact, let me hit it again. I mean, that guy came out last night and just acted a fool. I mean, like I said before, and like everybody knows, this guy's a deadly assassin who plays both sides of the floor, both offensively and defensively. I mean, what can you say? The guy had 17 points in the third quarter. I mean, there was basically nothing that Golden State could do. They have no answers for Kawhi Leonard. None. And, you know, like I said, the guy shows no emotion. You can't tell if he's playing good or bad out there. He's going to have the same expression on his face. He's going to have the same look. He's going to have the same demeanor. But at the same time, he's going to be balling. And that's what he was doing last night. I mean, this guy, because of him, the Raptors basically took a commanding 3-1 lead over the Warriors after winning 105-92. I mean, these last 3 games for the Warriors haven't been great at all. And, you know, it's because of firepower. I mean, they don't have any firepower. You know, the last game, Steph Curry balled out with 47, but he didn't have any help. He didn't have any help from Boogie Cousins. He didn't have any other, you know, type of scoring punch. His fellow Splash brother, Klay Thompson, he was out. And he wasn't there to help, but he showed up last night. And y'all got to commend Klay Thompson. He balled basically on one leg. But just a few more numbers for Kawhi. And, guys, you could call in and, you know, let your voice be heard if you want to talk about these NBA finals. Kawhi Leonard basically shot 50% from the field. He went 11 to 22, so he made 50% of the shots. He also went 5 of 9 for 3. Him and Klay Thompson shot the best percentage of three-point shots last night. But he went 5 of 9 from three-point range, and then he went 9 of 9 from the free-throw line. You know, and then top that off, he also had 12 rebounds and 4 steals. So Kawhi Leonard played an all-around game. And like I said, the Warriors just had no answers for him. Third quarter, and it's crazy because the third quarter is usually when Golden State goes on their run. Golden State is notoriously known for being like the best third quarter team in the NBA. But it was nothing they could do last night. Like I said, they couldn't stop Kawhi Leonard. He had 17 points in the third quarter. And on the same token, Golden State couldn't put together that trademark run in the third quarter that they normally do. I mean, I'm going to just say this, man. They miss KD. Now, I know a lot of people kind of been relishing the fact that KD not playing and, you know, Golden State proving they can win without him and all this. But you know what? When it matters most, a team like Toronto that has numerous players that can play, you know, play well, they don't have no scoring punch. They miss KD. It kind of make me, you know, feel a little good to say that because, like I said, you got a lot of naysayers. You know, they know Kevin Durant could play, but a lot of people think Kevin Durant took some kind of free ride with the Warriors, and I don't understand that. How could the man take a free ride and he won the last two finals MVPs? That's not taking a free ride. That's putting in work. And without KD, you seeing that they need that because KD, the most unguardable player in the NBA. You can't stop him. You can't guard him. You can't block his shot. He can handle the ball. He can pull up from anywhere. And like I said, when he pull up, you're not blocking it. You can't. He's unguardable. Then top that off, he's shooting like 90% from the free throw line. So, you know, if KD were there, this would be a totally different series. And it's crazy because he's probably their last hope. But I read up some information this morning, and they were saying that KD worked out, and it didn't look good. And, you know, I didn't expect him to come back. Why? If KD, why come back? You plan on leaving this summer anyway. Why come back and take a risk on, like, possibly tearing your Achilles or, you know, further injuring yourself, and then you won't be able to play at all. And then you're going to miss out on a big contract because you'll be injury-plagued, and you're going to have to stay at Golden State. So why even take the risk on coming back? So I kind of figured KD not going to come back, but they said that I guess he tried to give it a go this morning and the workout wasn't promising at all. So expect KD not to be there on Monday. I mean, he may be there, but he's not going to play. So, like I said, it's just not looking good for Golden State right now. We talk about some of the help that Kawhi had. Kawhi also had help last night from a few players. Serge Ibaka had 20 points off the bench. Was a good defensive presence like he's known to be. And he also shot 9 of 12 from the field, so he missed 3 shots. So, you know, they got good production off the bench. Fred VanVleet, normally steady off the bench. You know, been a good performer this finals. He only had like 8 points, but he does all the other intangibles. Like I said before, he guards Steph Curry pretty good. With the exception of the other night, he's pretty good at guarding Steph Curry. You know, he bodies him. He steals the ball from him. He also constantly has a hand in his face. So Fred VanVleet's doing the job too. And then Pascal Siakam had 19 points last night. That helps. You know, Marc Gasol only had like 8. You know, but all that helps. And, you know, basically, like I said, what it boiled down to is that they just couldn't stop Kawhi Leonard no matter what they did. And he definitely was the big difference in last night's game. And when this series is over, and yeah, I'm saying it's over because I just honestly don't think that the Warriors have enough firepower to go and win in Toronto on Monday night. And that's going to suck because that means you're going to have to watch Drake celebrate. And I really don't want to see that. But I just don't think that they have a chance. Guys, what do you think about the Warriors? Do you think they have a chance to force a game 6? Or do you think it's done in 5 on Monday? Give me a call. Tell me what you think. 1-347-843-4939. 1-347-843-4939. You think the Warriors got a shot? I mean, honestly, I don't. I don't think they have a shot, man. I think it's going to be tough for them to go into Toronto and win. You know, especially after, you know, the performances they've been getting out of who they really need to play. You know, Andre Iguodala, he's a year older. He's also banged up too. You know, he's probably one of the best one-on-one defenders on their team. And like I said, he has no answer. He can't stop Kawhi. You know, there's nothing he can do. And then the Raptors, they play better when they're at home. I mean, they've been performing well in Oakland. So what are they going to do on Monday night when they go back to Toronto? Yeah, that's going to be a tough one, man. It's going to be a tough one. And it's looking like last night might have been the last game in Oakland because next year they open a new stadium in San Francisco. So this might be the final game, you know, last night in Oakland at the arena, at Oracle Arena, where they at now. We probably saw the last game there. It's like I said, I just don't think they're going to be able to win game 5. Starting point guard Kyle Lowry, he finished with a minus 10 points, 7 assists. So, you know, he was the floor general. Had, you know, off shooting night, but it didn't matter. It didn't matter because the way Kawhi had it rolling, nothing mattered. And like I said, Serge coming off the bench doing what he's doing, playing defense and scoring points. He even made a couple of threes. So I don't think the Warriors have much of a shot. And as far as the Warriors, I'm going to talk about them a little bit. You know, last night's game, you know, the Warriors received a warrior effort from Klay Thompson, who was literally playing on one leg, like I said. And he finished with a team-high 28 points, shooting 11 to 16 from the field. So he had a good shooting percentage, but every time you could see him, every time he running down the court, man, he grimacing. And, I mean, you had to imagine his leg was on fire. He's out there trying to cut. Planting, and you just can't do stuff like that on a strained hamstring. But he's a warrior, man, and he got out there and he did what he needed to do to try to help his team win. And like I said, he shot the best. He hit 6 out of 10 3-pointers. Went 6 from 10 from behind the arc. So he came out and he gave a great effort, man, to no avail. Like I said, the Warriors, they couldn't go on they. Patented third quarter run, you know, to finish the game. They couldn't, you know, they normally put a team away when they go on that type of run in the third quarter. And they just, or, you know, if not put them away, at least build a kind of a big lead. But they just couldn't do it. And like I said, they miss KD. They need that scoring punch, man. They need that 30 to 35 points a game or whatever KD will give you. You know he's going to at least give you 30. And they missed that. And then having KD out there would neutralize Kawhi Leonard, because Kawhi Leonard gonna have to play defense. He had to play defense on KD if KD was there. So he wouldn't just, you know, Kawhi basically running around free right now. Nobody really there to guard him, and he really don't have to guard anybody. So he has all his energy. Kawhi has all his energy. KD was playing, he wouldn't have all that energy he has. I guarantee you he wouldn't have scored 17 points in the third quarter if KD was there, because he would have been worrying about him on the offensive end. That would have been sapping energy from Kawhi, and Kawhi wouldn't have went nuts like that. So, like I said, a lot of people say my boy, and that's KD's my favorite player. You know, ever since Allen Iverson retired, it's been Kevin Durant. That's my guy. And ever since, you know, he came to the Warriors, you know, everybody, he taking, you know, people hating on him. He taking a free ride and all this. But look what they doing. They miss him. And like I said, how could somebody take a ride and he won two finals MVPs in a row? Dude put in work. Steph Curry, his running mate, I said, the previous game he had 47 points. Last night he finished with 27. So the Splash Brothers, you know, they put up most of the points. Klay with 28, Steph with 27. The negative about Steph, and I believe it's because he was a little zapped from the previous game, putting up all those points in the previous game. I think he was tired. You know, he still got his 27, but he only went 2 of 9 from three. And Steph Curry usually don't do that. Steph Curry usually make more threes than that. But he went 2 of 9. So that hurt. You know, not having the shooting of Steph to help out. And that's what I mean. The Warriors basically just like one side, just two players. Just two players really produced, you know, offensively, I'm going to say. Because Draymond did what he normally does. Draymond almost had a triple-double. Guys, if you want to talk about these finals, hit me up. 1-347-843-4939. You want to talk about these finals? You want to talk about this NBA draft preview that I'm about to talk about here after I come off a break? Or if you want to talk about how the season is basically going to end on Monday, you know, will it end with the Warriors forcing the game 6 back in Oakland? Or will it end with the Raptors closing out the series on their home court? I want to know what you guys think about that. So hit me up. Let's chat about it. Or if you got topics you want to talk about, maybe you want to talk about football, you can call in and do that. It doesn't matter. I'm here, you know, to discuss and talk about these topics that I love talking about. So give me a call. Tell me what you think about that. Draymond Green, like I said, he almost had a triple-double. He does what he does. You know, you can't expect Draymond to score a lot of points. But he had 10 points, he had 9 rebounds, and he had 12 assists. That's the way he play. That's the function he's been like for the Warriors since he's been there. And it helps. And like I said, it helped out last night, but it just sucked because they needed more scoring. They need scoring more than anything right now. Because you only got one or two players where you're guaranteed to get some type of numbers and get some kind of scoring punch. They need scores. And like I said, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins, man, he just losing money. He's a free agent too. After this finals is over, once July hit, he's a free agent. And he's losing a lot of money because he's not performing at all in these finals. He had one decent game. Last two games in Oakland on his home court, nothing. I mean, 6 points and 4 rebounds? Those not all-star DeMarcus Cousins numbers. And I don't understand because, I mean, I understand DeMarcus Cousins is a little hurt. You know, he's coming off an injury. But he should be able to play against Marc Gasol. I don't get it. I mean, not saying Marc Gasol is a scrub because he's not. And, you know, he's older. But he's, you know, he's still a good player. He's just not as good as he used to be. But DeMarcus Cousins should be able to do better than 6 points and 4 rebounds. And like I said, the Warriors need all the help they're getting. They're just not getting it from people who should help. I mean, look, I'm going to tell you how desperate the Warriors were to win last night. And this guy, you've noticed the difference in the team since this guy went down too, Kevon Looney. I mean, he's their defensive presence. He gets putbacks. He, you know, does the dirty work. He gets the easy buckets. He gets the alley-oops. He gets rebounds. He blocks shots. He's a good perimeter defender. Sometimes you'll see him out on guards, guarding guards on the perimeter. But he's going to be out for the rest of the season. The guy has a bum shoulder. I think he separated his shoulder. But they're so desperate. They were so desperate for a win last night that Looney took a shot. He had to take a shot because he can't come back from a separated shoulder. So I'm thinking they shot him up with some cortisone or something. They gave him a shot, and he was out there on the floor. And for him to have a separated shoulder to finish with 10 points and 6 rebounds, that's pretty good. So I would give a Warrior-type effort to Kevon Looney also, just like I would to Klay Thompson. Both those guys played with serious injuries and performed. It's just too bad that the Warriors bench couldn't produce. You know, no Sean Livingston. You know, Quinn Cook, no show. I mean, those are just guys where they're role guys. They're not known for having like a scoring punch to give you something off the bench. And, you know, I would say that that's something that's probably going to kill the Warriors too for this series. Toronto Raptors just have the better bench. And they're getting production off their bench, whether that be defensively, offensively. With the Warriors, they're not getting any of that. And it's crazy because, like I said, the Warriors need all the help they can get. And honestly, their last chance, man. I mean, somehow, some miracle, Kevin Durant come back and could be like 70%. That's probably going to be their last chance to do anything in this finals to prevent the Raptors from closing them out on Monday. But as I said, I just don't know if it's going to happen. I don't know if they can close out. I mean, if they could beat Toronto and force a game 6 back in Oakland. So in my opinion, I'm going to say yes, that the series is over. That Kawhi and the Raptors are going to close them out in 4 games, 1. They're going to do the old backdoor sweep. The old backdoor sweep, 4 games to 1. That's kind of sucky for a champion to go out like that. But in the same token, hey, the Warriors did this against LeBron. LeBron made it into the finals with no – he didn't have Kevin Love or Kyrie. And the Warriors, you know, basically waxed them. I mean, LeBron had some games where he almost beat them by himself. But other than that, it was nothing they can do. They were just so outmatched and outnumbered that, you know, Cleveland lost. So it's looking like this Golden State dynasty run is going to be over. Kind of in the same way, you know, LeBron lost in his first finals to Golden State. He didn't have, like I said, he didn't have Kevin Love or Kyrie. He had to do it with guys like Dellavedova, Tristan Thompson, you know, those type of guys. So, I mean, I'm pretty sure nobody's feeling sorry for the Warriors. People tired of them winning. You know, any team that wins a lot, people get tired of. You know, no one knew about that being a New England Patriot fan. You know, the Patriots just keep winning. And everybody tired, you know, everybody wishing ill will on the Patriots. They hope Brady get hurt and, you know, just all that negative stuff because the team win. You know, they always trying to find some kind of way to hate on the Patriots. Yeah, you know, kind of switched it around. See, that's what I'm saying. If you want to talk about football, we could talk about football. You know, I just kind of switched the topic. Now I'm talking about the Patriots because it's kind of similar to Golden State. How everybody hate Golden State because they win. Everybody hate the Patriots because they win. So, you know, hey, you want to talk about football, if you want to talk about how much you hate the Patriots, I would love you to call me. 1-347-843-4939. If you hate the Patriots, please call me. Let's debate. Let's talk about it. Like I said, we could get off of these topics that I got out here now, and we could talk about something totally different. That's a question I got for you guys. Hey, who hate Patriots out there? You know, Patriots usually a lightning bolt topic. You know, everybody hate them so much, everybody got something to say. You guys could be the lightning bolt. Hey, I'm talking about the Patriots. Call in. Tell me how much you hate them. Let's debate it. Why you hate Tom Brady so much? Why? Call in and tell me that they cheat all the time. Let's hear it. I want to hear all that. Any Patriot haters out there, give me a call. 1-347-843-4939. I would love to talk to you. Because it's real funny to me because I guess I'm bringing up the Patriots right now because I put another lightning bolt topic. I hate Michael Jordan. Call in. If you want to know why I hate Michael Jordan, call in. So I just said two things that should make people want to call this line. I love the Patriots, and I want to defend them, and I hate Michael Jordan. Those are two things that should make you call this questions and answers hosted by your man T. Wash. And see, I threw something on Facebook today. That's why I'm talking about Michael Jordan now. And it's crazy because it has Michael Jordan. I put this picture on Facebook that has Michael Jordan and Tom Brady. And it shows Tom Brady holding it up. They're sitting next to each other in a chair. And it shows Tom Brady and Michael Jordan holding up their championship rings. And people just was commenting on it and everything because I said, this is a beautiful picture. Something like that. I said, this is a beautiful picture, but I can't stand Faggot Mike. And boy, you know, man, why you hate Michael Jordan? Shut your mouth. And I mean, all kinds of stuff. So that's a lightning bolt topic. Won't you call in? Yeah, I can't stand Michael Jordan. You call in, I'll tell you the reason why. I will tell you the reason why. But like I said, it was a tight picture, man, and I just couldn't help it, man. I had to put it in, man. I had to put it on there. You know, it shows my boy Tom Brady. And people don't realize, I like Tom Brady, but he's not the reason I became a Patriot fan. My favorite quarterback was Drew Bledsoe, and he was there before Tom Brady. So I've been a Patriot fan since 1993. I was a sophomore in high school. So it's no bandwagon or nothing with me. I'm a pretty loyal fan. I've been to Foxborough 3 times. I'm a loyal fan. I go to a Patriot game at least once a year. So there's no bandwagon with me, and there's no riding the Patriot championship train. I was there when Drew Bledsoe was there. I was a fan, so I'm a true fan. But Tom Brady's not my favorite quarterback. That's why it kind of killed me, like when I'm out and about on my job and things like that. You know, I always want to comment to me about the Patriots. I got a particular store that I deliver to because I'm a driver. I got a particular store that I deliver to. And shout out to you, Murph. I know you don't know about this show, but my man Murph, man, biggest Colts fan. He hates the Pats. I mean, hates them with a passion. Look, every time I walk in the store, this is what I hear. As soon as I open the door, fuck the Patriots. Yeah, that's what I hear. Whenever, as soon as I walk in the store, and it's hilarious. And me and this guy, we just go at it. You know, we debate everything, and it's fun. I love stuff like that. And look, it's so crazy. He's trying to convert me into a Colt fan. Look, I took my daughter, because I didn't even know my daughter's a damn Colt fan, and I had no idea about it. You know, my daughter one day last year, Dad, can you take me to a Colts game? And I'm like, where the hell this come from? She had a Colt t-shirt I never even seen before. I guess her grandma bought it for her. And so, you know, me being the good dad that I am, you know, plus it's football, you know, plus it's my daughter, you know, just knowing that she wanted to go to a football game. I'm like, man, whatever, okay. And so I told my man Murph about it. And my man Murph like, hey, man, I got a shirt for you. That's great. That's fucking great, man, that your daughter wants you to take her. I got a shirt for you. And look, this man, he gave me a brand new Colt shirt just for the occasion so I could wear it to take to the game, wear it to take her to the game. I got the shirt. I did it. And you know, like I tell people, look, the Patriots-Colts rivalry is not the same the way it used to be. You know, back in the day, if this was Peyton Manning still here, hell no, I ain't going. Because that's when it was heated. I like Andrew Luck. I actually got a soft spot for the Colts. And, you know, I have to admit it. My daughter might be converting a little bit. I mean, it's still going to be Patriots all day. But I promised her I'm going to take her to two Colts games this season. Because we went to the Colts game when they played the Houston Texans. And I don't know what the hell Frank Reich was doing. But the Colts blew that game. And it almost cost them a playoff spot. They went for it on fourth down on their own side of the field and didn't make it. And when they make it, and that just left the door right wide open for DeAndre Hopkins on a pass from Deshaun Watson to get right in field goal range, and they kicked the game winning field goal. So Colts gave that game away. And I'm telling my daughter, like, what the hell are they doing? Why would you go for it on your own side of the field? But that was the game that I took my daughter to this past season. And I promised her that I would take her to two this year. And I'm probably going to end up taking her to the game against – I might do the game against Houston again because I think Deshaun Watson, he needed a full season to get back to normal. I mean, you can't just come back off of a torn ACL and play the way he played his rookie year. His rookie year, Deshaun Watson was a beast. I mean, hell, game one, they almost beat my boys in Foxborough. You know, so Deshaun Watson is a beast. But last year, you know, he didn't have such a great season because, like I said, it takes a full season to come back from a torn ACL. So this year, I expect Deshaun Watson to be right back the way he was his rookie year. So I'm probably going to take her to the Houston game. We'll do the Houston game again. And then Cam Newton is coming down. He'll be playing here at Lucas Oil Stadium this year. We might do the Carolina Panther game. So those are probably the two games I'm going to take my daughter, the Colts fan, to. Yeah, it's crazy because I remember when I took her to Lucas Oil, I put a picture on Facebook. Me and her, I had someone take a picture of us. We were standing in front of Lucas Oil, and you could see the Lucas Oil logo in our picture. And I put Father of the Year for subjecting myself to a Colts game. That's what I put on that picture. Damn it, I'm the Father of the Year. I don't go no damn Colts games unless the Pats play here. But the things you do for your babies, man. And like I said, I promise that I'm going to take it to two games this year. You know, next year it might be three. Next year it might be four. It might keep going until I get a damn season ticket thing or something. And I don't know if I want to do all that for the damn Colts. Even though, once again, Colts fans, I like Andrew Luck. I like they doing. I like what they doing this year. I like how they building their team. It kind of reminds me of the team y'all hate so much. Y'all hate the Patriots' guts, but the Colts doing the same, trying to do the same formula as the Patriots. They not spending money, and they picking up decent players on one-year deals. Devin Funchess, pretty decent receiver, tall receiver. I believe he's going to produce for you guys this year. You know, they had the rookie receiver out of Clemson last year. They got hurt, Deion Kane. I think he's going to be good. I think he's going to be real good. But he got injured before, you know, he got injured in training camp and, you know, was out last season. So he'll be back this year. I'm curious to see how he's going to look. I mean, the Colts, they had two good rookie running backs. And they still got Marlon, I forgot his last name. Marlon. I know his first name, Marlon. They still got him, Marlon Mack. They still got Marlon Mack. He's good. So and then the maniac, Darius Leonard. They got maniac. I mean, that guy's a monster too. He remind me of Bob Sanders in a good way. I'm saying the good way because hopefully he won't be injury prone like Bob Sanders. So I like what the Colts are doing. Now, see, you Colts fans, I give the Colts props. Unlike you guys, you just can't give the Patriots props. That's what I want to know. Colts fans, call in. Why you hate the Patriots so much? Even though Peyton Manning not here anymore, the rivalry's dead. There is no rivalry because whenever the Pats play the Colts now, they smack them. When's the last time the Colts beat the Patriots? You tell me that, Colts fans. Call in. Please call in, Colts fans. I want to hear y'all mouths. I want to hear you. I want to hear why you hate the Patriots so much. Please inform me that. Let me know. I got somebody online right now. I'm going to get to him after I come back off my break. I don't know who this is, but I don't know. I kind of got an idea who it is. Somebody that's going to be talking smack. That's going to be fun. So I'm going to take a break and let you guys hear. Let's see. Another NBA athlete, young guy. You know, he raps too. He's all right, but a lot of people don't like him because it's daddy. But, I mean, he's all right on the mic to me. He's not the greatest, but he's all right. I could tolerate him. He has nice beats. So listen to this guy.
Triple B's, I'm the man. I'm leveled up in Super Saiyan. You said I can't, but I can. Triple B's got the plan. Triple B's, I'm the man. I'm leveled up in Super Saiyan. You said I can't, but I can. Triple B's got the plan. I had to stun on my haters. I had to show them who's boss. I had to flex on my haters. Diamonds, they dripping and soft. I had to stun on my haters. I had to show them who's boss. I had to flex on my haters. Diamonds, they dripping and sauce. Turn it up, you know who it is. She got a phone trying to sneak a pick. I hit a three, but I won't hit a lick. I see it's getting lit like I'm signed with Bic. Second pick, you ain't getting picked. We saw it coming, y'all just witnessed it. A-plus with the penmanship. Big B's, big businesses. Pop decided just to take some sips. Full clips, got the scope and grips. Man throwing fists, grizzly hits. Call of Duty cold with the sticks. See, I took this in the kitchen. Joe just took it out the oven. Brody fed it to the public. Techie said they gon' love it. Allen put it all together. Mark convinced me that I'm better. Demo said that I'ma shine. My girl confirmed in any weather. My brother hit me on my cellular. Keep your pedal to the metal. Keep killing instrumentals. Murder beats, I got several. Triple B's, I'm the man. I'm leveled up, I'm Super Saiyan. You said I can't, but I can. Triple B's got the plan. Triple B's, I'm the man. I'm leveled up, I'm Super Saiyan. You said I can't, but I can. Triple B's got the plan. I had to stun on my haters. I had to show them who's boss. I had to flex on my haters. Diamonds, they dripping and soft. I had to stun on my haters. I had to show them who's boss. I had to flex on my haters. Diamonds, they dripping and soft. Nobody's perfect, but I think she worth it. She love me on purpose. She know how to work it. A freak in the sheet like she came from the circus. We started with talking. We started with flirting. No, we don't pop molly. Stay away from them Zans. Slapping them cheeks. She my number one fan. She call her two friends. They come join the clan. I stay with 3B. Shouts out to the brand. Yes, I'm the man. Light skin with a tan. Only 19 in my neck, 20 bands. Wrist cost me 50. My ears cost me 10. It's a new T-Bag. We on like I'm Cam. My grass is greener. My flow is cleaner. My flow is meaner. Is that why you heat it? Coupon collector. That's just my demeanor. I'm hated like ER like back in the day. Back in the day when they said it's a slave. Killing with Brody. Put beats in the gray. Sounding too much for you to throw shade. I'm all by my chip so you know I get paid. I'm running the beat, put the key in the range. My flow is so crazy, my mental insane. My diamonds are wet, but I stay fit in flame. Don't step out of line, just stay in your lane. Triple B's, I'm the man.
All right, that was Lonzo Ball. I'm pretty sure you heard the triple B's, so that tells you right there who it is. But like I said, he's all right. You know, he's not one of the best, in my opinion, the best athlete rapper in the game right now is Damian Dame Dollar Lillard. But I have a call, so let's see what this is. Hey, I got a little amped up. I was told I was kind of out, but you know, whenever it comes to Patriots and all the people that hate them, you know, I just can't help but to get loud and voice my opinion. So let's take this call and see what this is.
Be somewhere.
Questions and answers. Questions and answers. Who you
hey.
Got?
What's up, T? What you mean, who I got? You know
I'm saying,
who I
what you
got.
Got, man? What you got, man? What
you
got
know
for
who
me?
You know who I got.
I
don't
know.
Hold on, baby girl. My baby girl want to ask you a question. But
okay,
you know
let me
what?
Hit your baby
you know
girl,
who
man.
I got, right? You know who I got, right?
Who you got, man?
Who I got, T?
You tell me who you got.
T, this love in between this thing. Who I been telling you? What did I told you? If the game got close by halftime, I've been telling you, cause you like Stephen A. You like Stephen A. Stephen A. mad. You know Stephen A. mad, don't you?
I'm not mad. I have no dog in the fight, so I'm not mad at all. My prediction is just not right, and that's because Golden State has no firepower. Like I said, you got one guy that tried to come back last night, and he did a hell of a job. Much props to Klay Thompson, scoring 28 points basically on one leg. Then you got Steph that put 0.7 with him, but Steph went 2-9-3. And Steph, he's dead, man. He had 47 points the other night. So how much can he give you?
Hey, can I ask you this? He ran more than 3 miles, didn't he?
Pretty much.
He ran more than 3 miles. You know, during the game, they run 3 miles, right?
Yeah, they be running around screens and running around picking.
Yeah, they run more than three miles. Hey, look, I'm going to ask you something. I'm looking at my sports. I'm looking at my Cubs. My Cubs down 4-2. But you know what? My girl want to ask you a question.
Okay, put her on.
Hey, Mr. Family Man, Mr. T, my favorite Mr. T. How you doing?
What's going on? I'm good. How are
now,
you?
Now Golden State took a hell of a hit. But
yeah.
What are the chances of Mr. Durant, in your opinion, walking out of that court next game? He's been cleared to play. He was cleared to play last game.
I don't think it's going to happen.
We're going to see if Mr. Durant, one of the best players, in my opinion, of all time, for years to come, we're going to see if his trade's worth more than him playing hurt. Because there's a lot of people on that Golden State floor playing hurt. Klay Thompson, Boogie, Aguadala, they're all playing hurt. Steph, he's tired. He can't carry the whole thing by himself. He's Mr. Offense. They need some defense. Not to take away from Toronto, the Raptors, from what I've seen, they're very good. They're meeting them. No one does that to Golden State, but they are. You have to recognize Golden State has a lot of players either playing hurt, in my opinion, or that it's not the same team. I wish it was. I wish everyone was healthy, but it's, you know, that's life. Things aren't that way. What do you think is going to happen the next game? Do you think you're going to see Kevin Durant come out of that locker room and on the floor? Because a lot of people are wondering.
No, I don't. I think that Kevin Durant's done. To me, I say, why even play? He's going into free agency in July. He's trying to go to a new team. Why even take the risk of hurting himself worse and missing out on all that money and missing out on going to a new team? Because if he hurt himself, who's going to pay him max dollars and want him to come to their team just to sit for another year? So, no, I think Kevin Durant's going to sit out, and I think they're going to go into game 5, and they're going to give it all they got, but it's not going to be enough because that Toronto crowd going to be hype, and it's just nothing they're going to be able to do about it. You're going to have Drake over there like a fool, you know, looking all dumb and stuff, and I'm going to hate to see him celebrate, but I think that's what we're going to see because I just don't think when it all boils down to it, they're not going to have enough. I mean, you have to worry about the Raptors bench. The Raptors bench has been thoroughly outplaying the Warriors bench this whole series, and you can't expect them but to do any, you know, get even better at home. And then Kawhi, he's unstoppable because, like I said, without KD being there, Kawhi doesn't have to guard anybody. Therefore, he's going to have all his and all, you know, he's not going to be tired. And that's why he scored 17 points in the third quarter yesterday, because there's nobody to guard him. He doesn't have to exert energy guarding KD
You got to give the Raptors a lot of credit, though, as a team. And really, I don't think they've ever won a championship, but this might be the year. And from looking at the series so far, it will be well-deserved. And no one could take anything away from them saying that Kevin Durant's not playing, so they really didn't deserve to win. If they win, I'm going to tell you, they deserve to win. And I'm a Golden State fan. My son is, and I am. And the thing is, but the way the Raptors are playing everyone's stepping up. And they've done that all through the series, all through the playoffs. They've stepped up. So anyone who says, well, Golden State, just because KD was out, you know, and it would have turned out different. I just asked you if you thought he would be in the next game, and you told me you don't think so. But at that same token, I'm saying, even if he's not, the Raptors, hey, made the best team win. And, you know, people get hurt in sports all the time. But then it's up to the next person to step up. That's what makes
exactly.
a team a team. And so,
exactly.
in my opinion, the way I've seen the Raptors play, and I mean, not just this game, all through the series, all through the playoffs, they keep overcoming and overcoming. Kawhi Leonard, I don't think he gets enough. I don't think enough people, they talk about Anthony Davis and, you know, LeBron. That guy needs to really, well, he's going to, there ain't no mistake. That man's a one-man wrecking crew on the court by himself. But he's got a lot of good players at the same token with Toronto ready to back him up. And that's what makes the team, is those players that are stepping up like he's stepping up. Hey,
I agree.
You know what? Now, you know, there's several teams in the NBA. So not every team should win all the time. It's whoever works the hardest. And right now, I have to say, as big of a Golden State fan I am, Toronto's outplaying them. Period.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you. I agree with that. They are the better team right now. You know, it's only so much the Warriors can do. Like I said, they have a lot of players that's down, and basically Toronto's at full strength. So, I mean, I wouldn't take credit away from Toronto winning this series. It happens. I mean,
no, but every man on that bench that's lucky enough to be called a Golden State Warrior should be ready to step up at any time. And take
exactly.
over from, and that's what makes it's a team sport in the end, and that's what I'm saying. The players around Kawhi have stepped up, are stepping up. A lot of them, you know, they're not superstars and have you like, but no one's a super. It's a team sport, and the best teams, to me, the best teams are the ones that step up when they need to step up, when every player supports the other. One another. They have
that.
To absolutely support one another. And Golden State, believe me, they're giving it a shot. They're making an interesting playoff series. I mean, whoever wins, whether it be Toronto or Golden State, right now, in my opinion, Golden State is stepping up man for man, but Toronto, in my opinion, is outplaying them. And they are.
Okay.
And that's hard for me to say, being a Golden State fan. But you know what? The thing about sports that will always be true about sports is it's a team effort. That's what makes everything so special about sports. It's not who can shoot the most 3-point. You've got to get under the basket, too. And those guys, defense gives so little respect anymore in basketball. Everyone wants to take that 3-point shot. And you know what? You've got to have guys under the basket, guarding it, rebounding. I mean, you have to work together.
I agree.
I wish whoever wins, they're going to deserve
okay.
to win this series.
All right. Thank you for
can
the call. You're very informative and appreciate it. Call back anytime. Be doing the show Thursdays and Saturdays at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time, 6:30 Central. So call back whenever you can.
You've got a really good show.
Okay,
really
thank you.
It. Hey, T.
Okay, thank you.
One question.
Hurry
question.
Up.
Who gonna win the Super Bowl?
I don't know. I can't predict that right now.
I know. You got good learning now. Thank you.
All
Go
right,
see
buddy.
You next call.
Questions and answers, baby. Who's calling?
This is the Idol Kid. Is this T. Wash?
Yeah, it is. How you doing, Idaho Kid? What's going on?
Oh, not much. I was just listening to your program and so forth tonight. Pretty interesting. And I had a couple of questions I wanted to ask you. But first of all, I want to compliment you on your program. You know, it's very, you know, you're very knowledgeable. And, you know, for not being a paid professional, you're doing pretty good, T-Wash. And
thank
I
you,
appreciate,
sir.
I
appreciate
listening
that.
To you. Okay, good. I'm not really a heavy sports fan until – the playoffs come along. You've explained how Golden State lost the game last night. Pardon me for laughing, though, but it's sort of comical because, like you said, they didn't really step up last night. Steph did his best, but it takes more than one or two men to run the whole team. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
Okay,
yeah, I do.
Well, I want your I want your opinion on, first of all, we'll go one day at a time. Do you think that Golden State will win the game tomorrow night, or do you think the Raptors will do it again?
Well, Idaho Kid, the game is on Monday, and honestly, I don't, because in my opinion, their last hope is Kevin Durant. He's their last hope, and from what I've heard, he tried to practice this morning and it didn't go too well, and I just believe that Kevin Durant's not going to risk injuring himself even further, being that he's a free agent in July. Why take a risk on hurting yourself basically for one or two games and missing out on that max contract and going to another team? So I don't think Kevin Durant's going to play anyway. I don't think he's physical. You know, he has the physical condition to be able to play right now. And I just don't think that the Warriors are going to have enough firepower to go into Toronto, into that hostile environment where those fans are going to be rabid, and we're going to have to see that rapper Drake that I just can't stand. We're going to have to see him celebrating. I just don't think that the Warriors have enough firepower to do it, because Klay Thompson, he's playing with a leg strain, and he had 28 points last night on one leg. Can he do that again on Monday? I don't know. And then Steph Curry, he's so wore out because he scored 47 points the other day. You know, and then their bench, they don't have a bench. Their bench is non-existent, whereas the Raptors' bench is thoroughly outplaying them. So I just don't think they're going to have enough firepower. Believe me, put it this way, Idaho Kid, I think it's going to take a miracle for the Warriors to win Game 5.
Pardon me for laughing. It just sounds funny to me because I'm into sports, but yeah, you're right about that. Like you said, the game go as it is. You just don't think they have enough firepower. That's like Monday night. But listen, do you think overall, okay, if they don't win Monday night or whatever, then do you think that they'll win the series, or do you think they can win, what, three or the rest of the games out to win the championship? Golden State Warriors, do you think they can pull it off?
Not without Kevin Durant. I think they're too deep of a hole now. It's 3-1. It's not like it's 2-2. If it was 2-2, then, yeah, you know, they would have a shot. But with them being down 3-1, they lost both games on their home court in Oakland, and then they got to go back to Toronto, you know, where they super fan the Sheik is, and Drake, the ambassador, and all those rabid wild fans, you know, you know, they be having a whole bunch of fans outside of their stadium. Jurassic Park, that's what they call it. You know, so you got all that you got to go deal with as a Warrior. I just don't see it. I mean, hey, it'd be nice if I'm wrong, but I just don't see it. You know, and like I said, all those people who were negative about Kevin Durant being there, it's being shown that they need him. He puts up points. They need those points. Kawhi Leonard is running free. And Sam, let me play something that you might appreciate. I don't know. It's funny to me, but I don't know if you ever heard Kawhi Leonard laugh, but Kawhi Leonard's laughing right now. That's how he laughed. And Kawhi Leonard is the most stone face, no emotion. He's like a robot out there. You know, that's why it's so funny that he laughed like that, because you never hear him laugh. So, you know, whenever he do something well, man, I'm playing that. And the way he's playing in these finals, I mean, he had 17 points in the third quarter last night. He was unstoppable. Mm-hmm. And that's my point about Kevin Durant not being there. He had to exert energy guarding Kevin Durant, because you best believe he's going to have to guard Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant's the most unguardable player in the league. And Kawhi would have that assignment. And so that's what I'm saying. Without Kevin Durant, a healthy Kevin Durant, I just don't see the Warriors doing it. I don't. If it was 2-2, you know, maybe. But down 3-1, going into Toronto on Monday, closeout situation, I think Kawhi's going to close them out. Kawhi and the Raptors are going to close them out.
Yeah, well, I agree with you. You know, that makes good sense what you're speaking of. But tomorrow night, so do you think that you just don't think they'll win the series anyway, do you? I mean, Golden State, you think they're out of it now completely?
Yeah, I think it's over. Three games to one, yeah.
Okay, well, that's a pretty good synopsis there, you know. And I was going to say, I'm going to continue to listen to the show. You're going to talk about the boxing match that was or whatever. But anyway, one more quick question for you. The incident there at the game, what, two or three nights ago, when one of the supporters, Laurie and Stevens, Stevens was the other guy. But what do you think about that incident? Do you think that Stevens should have been kicked out of the league, kicked out of the game for next year? Or what do you think about that incident?
Oh, you talking about the minority owner of the Warriors when he pushed Kyle Lowry?
Right.
I don't think he should be kicked out, you know, like forever. Maybe he should lose his stake in the Golden State Warriors. I mean, he's a minority owner, so it's not like he's a majority owner. So maybe maybe he should lose his stake in the team. I wouldn't kick him out, like ban him forever. I would suspend him for a year the way they did. You know, what they fined him, like, they didn't fine him nothing. The money they fined him was nothing, not to him.
Yeah.
So I guess what I would do, I would suspend him for the year, and I'd take away his stake in the team. So he wouldn't be a minority owner no more. That's what I would do.
Okay, well, that sounds good.
Because he's lucky. He's lucky, Idaho kid, that Kyle Lowry didn't turn around and hit him in the face. He would have had every right to do it.
Well, you know, they were saying there were some vulgar comments made, and like I said, I don't know exactly what was said, but I'm wondering, Lowry just kept his cool, you know, because like I said, apparently what happened, he pushed him, they made vulgar comments. Lowry held himself back, you know, because like I said, you know, being pushed like that and then talked about it or whatever, there'll be a sign for, you know, death. You know, you couldn't blame him for going off on the man, you know, but he didn't, which is good, you know.
Yeah, he held his composure.
Yeah, do you think you could hold your composure if you were in that position?
I don't know. Idaho kid, I don't know. I'm going to be honest with you, I don't know. Because those fans, it's like fans nowadays, they act like, you know, they have a right, or because they bought these expensive courtside tickets, they have a right to say and do whatever they want to a player. Like, they just forgetting that the player is a human being. The player is not a robot.
That's right.
The player has feelings and has emotions. And if that was me, if I wouldn't have hit him in the face, I would have grabbed him, took the mess out of him, put it this way, I would have put a scare in him. If I wouldn't have hit him with my fist, I would have put some kind of scare in him. And if they would have came, you know, the NBA would have tried to come finding me, I'm like, okay, you see what he did, right?
Yeah.
I'm a human being. He doesn't have a right to touch me. All because he has these thousands and thousands and thousands of dollar seats.
Uh-huh. Okay, yeah. I see where you're coming from, T-Wash. One quick thing, and I'll let you go. I don't want to take much more of your time. Listen, thanks for allowing me to be on your program. I really enjoyed your speaking. You have a lot of knowledge there. Anyway, I'm going to continue to listen, and I'd like to hear your comments about the fight the other night, which you say you're going to come up with. So I'll be listening, and I'll continue to listen to your program.
You can ask me now, Idaho Kid, because I talked about that on Thursday, that fight. I'm not really, like, talking about it tonight. I already, like, discussed it. So what did you want to know about it?
Was it a good fight? Were there any bad moves? Or was it the winner?
I believe Anthony Joshua took a dive. I think Anthony Joshua was scared to fight Deontay Wilder. Deontay Wilder's been trying to fight him for years. And, I mean, that guy, Andy Ruiz Jr., was the most out-of-shape boxer I've seen. Even the old George, you know, when the older George Foreman was fighting in the 90s. Remember, George Foreman came back, won the championship. He beat Michael Moore. He fought Evander Holyfield a couple times.
This guy,
Andy Ruiz Jr., who just won the championship by beating Joshua, is more obese and out of shape than that old George Foreman was. And George Foreman was what, like 40, 48, 50?
40-something.
When he was fighting. This guy's more obese than him and out of shape. But somehow, Anthony Joshua loses to him. And Anthony Joshua, you see him, you're going to be like, well, damn, man, he a big chisel, too. You expected him to, you know, kill this dude. But no, hey, I'm not going to completely discredit Andy Ruiz Jr. because he got some good shots in. He knocked him down four times.
Wow.
And they stopped the fight in the seventh round. They stopped him in the seventh round. But he knocked him down four times.
I'm sorry I missed that one. But listen, thanks for the synopsis. And I continue listening to your program. You have some good subjects on there, good topics or whatever. You're doing a pretty good job, T. Washington. I really appreciate you.
All right. Thank you, Idaho Kid. I appreciate it, too. And, hey, remember, questions and answers hosted by T. Wash. You can call on Thursdays and Saturdays, 7:30 Eastern Time, 6:30 Central. That's when the show days and times are. So feel free
thank
to call back
much,
anytime. You know, I love hearing from you, and we always have good sports conversations. So, hey, keep it coming.
Okay. Thank you, T. Wash. I will be calling. Have a nice
All right.
Evening.
Thank you, Idaho Kid.
Okay.
Have a good
Goodbye.
Night. All right. That was the Idaho Kid. Anthony Joshua, man, I'll say he took a dive. I'm not going to let off that. I think he took a dive. There's no way he should have lost to Andy Ruiz Jr. No way. She's an answer, baby. Who's calling? Questions and answers. Who's calling?
See? Call? See?
Somebody calling acting a fool. Okay. Let me hang up from that. That's somebody calling acting crazy. Yeah. I wasn't expecting to have calls like that, but, you know, I guess people can't be serious nowadays. But anyway, I'm going to take another break, and then when I come back, we're going to get into this 2019 NBA draft that's going to be coming here soon, in a few weeks. We all know, everybody and their mama know, Zion Williamson is going to be the number one draft pick. And we're going to talk about that. So I'm going to take a break, play a little bit of Dame Dollar for you. No, not Dame Dollar. Let's do Shaq.
Lyrically minded criminal, legal money cash maker though. If legends live forever, then Shaq won't die, bro. I come back like the crush. I'm simply delicious, itchy, addictive. Otherworldly, painful, addictive. The Asalaamu Alaikum Slayer, the 100 mil make a payer. The NBA, your number one player. Rap them fiends, y'all look pathetic. When they titty on, they get high like calisthenics, but don't sweat it. I represent hip hop, got no huffy talk. I deal with money on players and gun runners in the Bronx. Then I swerve back to Jones in my bins. Me and my men, legally count in. Jiggy pull us over, assume your position. Let me see some ID, facial recognition. Y'all better realize I go straight to the head. The well is mine, don't give a Far-fake words for my daughter and my future wife. I got jewels, diamonds, and cash, but there's much more to life. Life, much more to life. Life, much more to life.
All right. That was a little bit of Shaquille O'Neal, one of the best athlete rappers that ever, you know, graced the mic. I want to get into the 2019 NBA draft. Like I said before, number one pick is going to be Zion Williamson from Duke. We all know how explosive this guy is. I remember watching this kid when he was like a junior in high school. Fat, chunky kid. He all muscular now, but he was fat and chunky. And it's crazy because how fat and chunky he was, he still had the same athleticism he's showing you guys today. Getting up, dunking easily, dunking on people. I mean, the way he plays now is how he played when he's a chunky, fat kid. And it's crazy because he reminded me especially when he was in high school, he reminded me of Charles Barkley. You know, a lot of you young people probably don't know about old Chuck Wagon, Charles Barkley. Charles Barkley is a big dude, especially when he's at Auburn. I mean, he slimmed down a little bit when he got to the league. Well, not his first few years in Philly. Like, when he went to Phoenix Suns, like, 93 and on, Charles had actually slimmed down a little bit. But, like, in the 80s, when he played for the Sixers, Charles Barkley was a big dude, like, fat, but dunking on you, rebounding. He's the smallest power forward ever in the game. Charles Barkley, like 6'4", played power forward. And that's kind of what Zion reminded me of, except Zion has, like, 2 more inches on Chuck. Zion probably about 6'7". But he's going to be a difference maker for the Pelicans. Number two, and I got my information as far as the draft, the mock drafts off a website called NBADraft.net. They're usually pretty reliable. And I usually look at them, and they're usually pretty much on the money. So they have Ja Morant, who's being compared to Russell Westbrook because of his athleticism. They have him going to Memphis at number two. That could be a good fit. And if they do that, that means Mike Conley's out the door. That means they're going to trade Mike Conley. But the thing I want to know is who's going to pick up that big-ass contract for Mike Conley? Memphis just signed him a few years ago to like $100-some million. Who's going to pick up the rest of that contract if they trade Mike Conley Jr.? And if they get Ja Morant, like it's saying in his mock draft, they're going to have to trade Mike Conley Jr. because I totally expect Ja Morant to come in and start from day one at the point guard slot. Like I said, they compare him to Russell Westbrook. He's very athletic. He can pass the ball. He's explosive. If you need to know more about Ja Morant, look him up on YouTube. Questions and answers, baby. Who's calling?
Yeah, hey. This is Matthew Tobias. What do you think about Darius Garland? Who's he going to in the draft?
That's the kid from Vandy. They have him going number four. They have him going number five to Cleveland, actually. I honestly don't know much about him. Maybe you can bring him down to me.
He's from Maryville.
He went to Maryville High School?
Yeah. I actually went to school with him. Yeah. He's a good player. Good kid. Good personality.
I didn't know he went to Maryville High School. Well, yeah. Well, hey, way to go, region. Way to go, region.
I have it on the DL that he's been practicing with LeBron a lot lately. He's been out in L.A. He's been practicing with LeBron. And it's an interesting thing to think. He's a Maryville, Indiana graduate, Maryville High School. And I graduated with him. And we might go to Lakers. We actually play pickup games together. We play pickup games together, him and I. So
okay.
And he's from what it's looking like, he just could be Anthony Davis. There's a huge potential he might go to join LeBron. But in the draft, I know for a fact because he was a friend of mine in high school. He's been working out with LeBron for the Lakers.
Okay, so if that happens, does that mean that they're not going to trade that number four pick? No, I'm saying if that happens, if he plays with LeBron, Darius, the Darius Garland kid, if he plays with LeBron, that means that the Lakers aren't going to trade that number four pick. And they're going to need to trade that number four pick if they're trying to get Anthony Davis. So if they trade that pick to get Anthony Davis and he's working out with LeBron, they're going to have to find some other kind of way to get him to L.A. Let me see if the Lakers got any more draft picks. Lakers don't have any more draft picks. All they have is that number four. So maybe if somebody else pick them up, they can make a deal with them. I don't know.
Like I said, him and I went to high school, and you know, we still stay in touch. And he's in LA. He's been working out with LeBron. I don't know what that means. Like you, I'm wondering about the Anthony Davis thing. He's scheduled to go number four in the draft, Darius.
No, well,
that's
maybe
what I'm
some mock
do.
Draft.
Everyone talks about the top three picks. Everyone's been talking about the top three picks.
In this mock draft, they have Lakers taking DeAndre Hunter from Virginia. They have Cleveland taking Darius Garland. They have LeBron's old team to Darius Garland in this mock draft at number five.
That maybe so, that's another reason LeBron could be working it, because LeBron did play for Cleveland. Maybe give Darius an insight to Cleveland. I don't know. I just know that my old classmate has been working out with LeBron in L.A.
Okay. Okay, well, that's cool.
He is scheduled to go number 4 in the draft. What that means, I also am very much aware of Anthony Davis. I would love the Lakers to get Anthony Davis. That'd be a good thing. It's just this overall, Darius, I've heard he's the number 1 point guard overall. I don't know what you know, T, but.
No, Ja Morant. Ja Morant's
you know
the number 1 point guard. Ja Morant. Ja Morant out of Murray State is the number 1 point guard in the draft. He's going to be the number 2 pick. Pretty much the first 2 picks are locks. Zion Williams is going to the New Orleans Pelicans, and Ja Morant is going to the Memphis Grizzlies. Ja Morant is the number 1 point guard. He's been compared to Russell Westbrook. He's explosive. If you don't believe me, go look on this look at his highlights on YouTube. Ja, J-A.
No.
Morant.
I believe
number
you.
1 point guard.
No, I believe you. The thing is, Darius, he's kind of an up-in-the-air player right now. I really believe that. And like you said, the Lakers have the number 4 pick. And this gentleman who I went to school with, you know, and I played we used to play street ball and stuff. And we graduated together. And he is the number 4 projected draft pick. And the Lakers do have the number 4 pick, which everyone assumes, everyone already assumes, Davis is going there, and as do I. Where does that leave Darius? That's what I'm wondering. There's little known about this guy. You know, it's like it's gold, silver, and bronze. But what about the fourth man? I would love for you to find out more if you could and look into it, because he was a former classmate, good guy, good all around guy. You know, he did suffer an injury when he went to play for Vandy. He did tear his meniscus. He was recently on Stephen A's show, and he said he's fully healed.
Okay, well, I have to go look him up on YouTube,
because
I never seen Darius Garland before, so I'm gonna have to look him up on YouTube, because he must be good.
Please
if they got him. If they got him in the top 5 of the mock draft, that means something.
Yep.
That means he's good. So I'm gonna have to look him up and check him out.
We graduated together. Like I said, he's from Maryville High School. He's a good person, all around character.
Uh-huh.
But at Vandy, he wasn't without his problems. He tore his meniscus. He's fully healed, but he is projected to go number 4, June 20th. But Anthony Davis, and he's been, you know, he's a sort of a friend of mine, and I know that he is working out with LeBron in L.A. Just found
okay,
that out
well,
today.
That's a good thing. That's
so
a good thing.
If you can look that up for me, I'd like to know about my former friend too. So he's a good
okay.
person.
I'll look that up and I'll give you an update next show, because the way time's going, I'm gonna probably have to finish my NBA draft preview in the next show. But I'm gonna get done as
you
much as I can today, but I'm gonna finish
Please.
The rest probably on Thursday.
All right, look him up if you can. I appreciate that. Hey, T, it's always good talking to you. You have a great show going. You keep up the good work, and thank you.
All right, it's questions and answers.
Hey,
this is about T. Wash. Make sure you call.
All my love, brother.
Thursday
all my
and
love,
Saturdays.
Brother.
All right, Thursdays and Saturdays.
All right.
7:30.
All my love, brother.
And both days.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All day.
Okay. Well, hey, like I said, questions and answers hosted by your man T. Wash. Thursdays and Saturdays, 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central. Call anytime you want to talk about, you know, the topics that I throw out here, or you have your own topics. You want to talk about football. You know, like earlier, I went into a New England Patriots rant. When I was comparing the Patriots to the Warriors, I went into a Patriots rant. You know, wanting Indianapolis Colts and other people who hate the Patriots to call in. Let's debate it. Let's talk about it. But I didn't get any calls. It's making me wonder if people are scared to hear their voice on the radio. I'm all for the challenge when it comes to debating and defending the Patriots. All for it. And nobody, you know, especially the people who hate on him and like to talk to me about him and be negative, this is a chance to call in and let your voice be heard on national radio. I've had callers call me from Minnesota. I had callers call me from L.A. before. So national radio, yeah, let your voice be heard on national radio. But nobody won't call. The Patriot haters will call. I would love them to, but they just won't. Oh, okay. And the NBADraft.net mock draft for the third pick, they have the Knicks taking R.J. Barrett. He was the number two guy at Duke this past year as a freshman. He's pretty good. He's from Canada. So he might be celebrating. You know, he might be celebrating with this guy. R.J. Barrett might be celebrating with him because he's Canadian and his hometown Raptors team look like they're on the verge of winning the NBA Finals on Monday. So R.J. Barrett, you know, he'd be on cloud nine. His hometown team win an NBA championship, and then he get drafted number three by the Knicks. I mean, that's pretty good. But R.J. Barrett, I mean, in my opinion, watching him play at Duke this year, he's okay. I mean, he's good. He can score, but sometimes he could be a little selfish with the ball. Because they lost some games this year where he took horrible shots. Like, I remember one game, I think it was Michigan State game. North Carolina game. He came down, took three shots in a row, bad shots, where he could have hit, you know, a teammate. He could have gave it to Zion. You know, he could have gave it to Tyus Jones' little brother. Trey Jones. He could have gave it to him, the point guard. Let him facilitate. Let him make the decision on who's going to get the shot. You know, it probably would have been a better shot, and they probably could have beat Carolina. But, you know, like I said, R.J. Barrett, he could be selfish sometimes. So that's what I noticed about his game. But he has heart. He can shoot. He's a lefty. He goes to the basket. He really doesn't get in there and rebound or pass, you know. He probably going to have to get a little stronger in the NBA if he's going to be playing the three spot because he's 6'7", so he probably will be playing the three. He's going to have to get a little stronger than he is right now. It's going to be situations where he have to get in there and crash the boards. R.J. Barrett really not with that. Like I said, when I see R.J. Barrett, I just see scoring. That's it. Like, his intangibles aren't that great. You know, but like I said, he has heart, though. And he plays hard. You know, just got to stop being a little selfish. But I think he can make a difference with the Knicks, depending on what else they do with the rest of the team. I mean, only thing that's a lock on the Knicks right now is Dennis Smith Jr., the point guard, you know, who was traded from Dallas for Kristaps Porzingis. Dennis Smith Jr. is probably the only solid piece that the Knicks have. I mean, they have that one rookie from Kentucky, too. Knox, I forgot his name, but I know his last name, Knox. He's pretty good. They have that Mitchell Robinson guy. He's pretty good. He grabbed rebounds, scored a couple inside points. Who else the Knicks have? See, the Knicks so irrelevant, I don't even remember their whole damn team. I'm normally pretty good at remembering players on teams, but the Knicks has just been so irrelevant. I mean, it's nothing like the Knicks in those glory years back in the, you know, early 90s. You know, when I used to like the Knicks, man. Knicks were cool. I used to root for them to beat the Bulls. You know, remember, I'm a Jordan hater, so, you know, I used to root for them to beat the Bulls, but they couldn't. Old Faggot Mike did his work, man. Hey, that's one thing I can't deny. I can't stand Michael Jordan as a person, but he's the greatest of all time. I would never say he's not. But he is the greatest of all time, even though I don't like him. But, you know, that's why the Knicks could never get over the hump. I love John Starks. John Starks was the guy. John Starks, I mean, you had John Starks. You had Charles Oakley. You had Anthony Mason, the Mace. Anthony Mason, you do it all, man. Rebound. He's a lefty. He passed the ball real good. He feisty. He wasn't scared of nobody. That Knicks team was tough, man. Charles Oakley, Pat Ewing. I mean, they had a squad, man. Doc Rivers. That Those were the glory years, and I know all the Knicks fans missed those years. That's when they were good. Greg Anthony coming off the bench. It's like Knicks are irrelevant, man, and it's crazy because they one of the original franchises. It's like the teams that the NBA need to be successful at all times, or it's going to be hurting the NBA. They need Boston to be successful. They need the Knicks to be successful. They need the Bulls to be successful, and they need the Lakers to be successful. All major teams in major cities, they need all those teams to be successful for the NBA to be flourishing. And you know the NBA really wants the Knicks to be, you know, flourishing, being that the NBA is based in New York City. The offices of the NBA are based in New York City. So you know they want the Knicks to be right. And I'm not going to lie, I was rooting for the Knicks to get the number one draft pick. I thought they was going to get it. And somehow they end up with the three. Because everybody know they wanted to get Zion and build with Zion. Well, not build with him, because they plan is to get Kevin Durant. And I think Kevin Durant's going to go there. And if they would have had Zion to tag up with Kevin Durant, oh, my God. Imagine that, man. KD at the power forward. You have Zion at the three. Dennis Smith Jr. at the point, they would just need a two. Oh, the Mitchell Robinson dude, he plays center. I think he plays center. So really, they would just need a two guard. And I'm pretty sure somebody would come there, because the Knicks have enough money to get two max players. They have enough money to get two max guys. So maybe, who knows, maybe Jimmy Butler would have went there, because he's leaving Philadelphia. I don't see him staying in Philadelphia. So, yeah, what the Knicks could have did with that number one pick, but unfortunately they got number three. So NBADraft.net has them taking R.J. Barrett. Now, that number four pick, that's the iffy pick. It's the Lakers. The Lakers want Anthony Davis. Everybody in the world know this. They're going to try everything in their power to get Anthony Davis. And that number four pick, which is the only pick that the Los Angeles Lakers has this year, that's going to have to be used towards getting Anthony Davis. Now, what else are they going to give up to get him? They tried to get him at the trade deadline, and they was willing to send out their whole team. They're going to trade Lonzo. They're going to trade Kyle Kuzma, who I don't agree with. I would keep Kyle Kuzma. I'm not trading him. But they're going to trade Kuzma, Lonzo Ball, Brandon Ingram, and a draft pick, which ended up being this number four. And I think a future pick or some money or something. They was going to give up a lot for AD, and the Pelicans didn't take it. So I'm pretty sure they're going to come with something else again now. So they're going to be pushing hard for Anthony Davis. The Knicks are going to push for Anthony Davis. Boston, you know, they want to try to keep Kyrie and push for Anthony Davis, but I just think Kyrie doesn't want to be there. Kyrie doesn't want to be the man. Kyrie says he wants to be the man, but he's not built like that. Kyrie's not built to be a leader. So I think that Kyrie needs to go to a team where he's a strong number two. You know, a team where there's a leader already in place. That's why there's rumors about him going to L.A. and rejoining LeBron, which doesn't make any sense. You had LeBron in Cleveland. But you wanted to leave because you said you wanted your own team. You didn't want to play behind LeBron no more. And then you understood what LeBron was going through, and you called him, apologized to him, you know, and telling him that you understand what it means now, because you had to deal with a bunch of youngsters on Boston. You had to be in that leadership role, and he couldn't handle it. So Kyrie's a solid number two. He's not a number one. And I think that's the reason why that's one of the reasons why he's going to leave Boston. And honestly, Boston played better without him. Those young guys played better without him and Gordon Hayward. They made it to one game, you know, one game before the finals. They made it to game seven of the Eastern Conference Finals last year. Unfortunately, they lost on their home court because, unfortunately, LeBron was going to let Cleveland lose. LeBron took over that game seven and ran them out their own building, them youngsters. But guys like Terry Rozier, Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, Al Horford, I can't remember the other guy's name, but those guys, man, they all perform well. Oh, Marcus Smart, they all perform well without Kyrie being there. He didn't even go to the game seven. I believe he didn't go to the game seven because it would have killed him to see Boston win and go to the finals without him, knowing that they did it without him. So Kyrie didn't even show up to last year's game seven that they lost in Boston to Cleveland. So, yeah, Kyrie, it's a chance that Kyrie may be going to the Lakers. It's either the Lakers or Brooklyn. And Brooklyn, because he has home ties, you know, he's from New Jersey. So I could see him going to Brooklyn just because of that fact. But, you know, if he go to Brooklyn, he'll kind of be in the same situation he is with Boston. Unless they get, like a Kevin Durant, get an alpha, you know, he'd be in the same situation where he's going to have to lead a young team. Because Brooklyn has a lot of good young pieces in place. Caris LeVert, they got that one shooter, Joe. Oh, my God, he played at Virginia. I can't remember his name. Not Joe Smith. I forgot it. But they got some young players. If they keep D'Angelo Russell, maybe move him to the two, they have him. He's a good young player, made the All-Star team for the first time this year. You know, either that or they're going to trade him to bring in Kyrie. It's going to be one of the two. Either they trade him or they keep him and move him to the two-guard slot. But then how are they going to do that? Because Caris LeVert played two, or they move Caris LeVert to the three. So, I mean, we'll see. But in the mock draft on NBADraft.net, they have the Lakers, if they don't trade this pick, they have them taking DeAndre Hunter out of Virginia. He's a pretty good player. He plays defense. You know, Virginia is known for playing defense. So that'll help him, you know, going into the NBA. He plays defense. He can score on the inside. He can shoot a decent shot. He's just a good all-around player. And I think he would be a good fit for the Lakers if they were to keep the pick. They could play him because he's kind of a big three. He's a big three. So they could move him to the power forward spot, especially if they give up Brandon Ingram. Play cool because they played Kuzma and Ingram. They played them both at the four spot before. So I guess they can do something like that. They can have DeAndre Hunter play either the three or the four and do the same with Kuzma. So I think that would be a good fit if they were to pick him up. At number five, they got the Cleveland Cavaliers taking Darius Garland, the player from Maryville High School that I had no idea about. Wow. Shots out to the region, man, to have a player that's from, you know, the area where I grew up at, possibly going number five, top five pick. I had no idea about this kid, Darius Garland, but I'm definitely going to look him up on YouTube because I've never heard of him. But they have him getting drafted by Cleveland. And I mean, this pick won't make any sense because Cleveland already has the point guard out of Alabama last year. They already drafted a point guard, Colin Sexton. So I think NBA draft might be off with this pick. Colin Sexton is already the starting point guard there this year, and he just finished his rookie year. So they really don't need a point guard. So I'm going to say that I think this one might be messed up on NBADraft.net. I don't think this one right. I don't think they're going to be right about this one because that would be totally stupid if Cleveland was to draft another point guard and you just drafted one last year's draft. But I have no idea where this kid is going to go. I don't know anything about him, so I really can't talk about him too much. But I am going to look him up on YouTube. So on Thursday's show, I'm going to finish up by talking about this draft. This upcoming draft, we're going to continue to go through this mock draft that's on NBADraft.net. And like I said, we're going to break down this NBA draft and where I think these players are going to go and how they're going to perform. That's another episode of Questions and Answers hosted by your man T. Wash. I want to thank you all for all the callers. called in. And I'll be looking forward to hearing from you guys on Thursday evening, 7:30 East, 6:30 Central. Thank you.